For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing well. I pray you're going to the website and I have quite a few of you, but I do anticipate quite a few more to come to our September teachings, September 9, 1623, on the Book of Ephesians. Such a powerful book. You will leave there, I do believe, after this three-week teaching, full of assurance, affirmation, knowing God, knowing how He redeemed you, why He redeemed you, how He chose you, how He loves you, how He's got a plan. Just so much security I have found in this book. And it's from that foundation then you launch. And then you walk out the Christian walk. And then you'll see it gives you assurance in chapter 6 when you have to stand and face the opposing forces that are, you know, going against your destiny, going against you. But we've got the victory in Christ. But it's truly such a powerful book, and I want you there. We're videotaping these, so we do need a count of how many we anticipate so I can have our photographers kind of organize the audience the way they want to. And it is free, but I do need you to register. Go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com to register. You'll see my link right there on the Book of Ephesians. So hope you're doing well. Listen, we're getting through three bullets that Abraham did as he faced uncharted territory. We're calling this Great is Thy Faithfulness. If you've missed any of the broadcasts, please go to the website and upload these. And Abraham went out, didn't he, in Genesis 12. Didn't know where he was going, but he went in obedience to God's voice. And that was our first thing. Abram set his heart to obey the Lord. You'll see in Genesis 12, 4, as the Lord spoke to Abram, Abram departed. Three bullets when you're facing uncharted territory. Set your heart, my friend, that you are going to obey God to the best of your ability. Number two, Abram was confident in God's strength. God's the one who spoke. So Abram was like, you know what, man, I may not get it all. I may not understand some of it, but you're nudging me. You're impressing upon me. You're unctioning me. Therefore, I obey. And I know it's you. And it gives me confidence to step out because it's your strength, God, and not mine. You will sustain me, God. I don't have to sustain myself. Number three, when facing uncharted territory, Abraham had regular contact with God. Abram built altars. Look at Genesis 12, 6 through 8. And Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I'm going to give this land. So he, Abram, built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Quote from Chuck Swindoll, he had established a place of solitude, a place where God could restore his strength and refresh his spirit. Abram built an altar to the Lord. He had regular contact with God. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.